Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA SIPC.
Good morning, America. Dennis O'Brien, your host on the Retirement Life and Investing Show out of the world capital of Ledyard, Connecticut, the home of the headquarters of Holdridge's. Everybody's out today. Busy, busy, busy. Hope everybody's doing well. I'll tell you, I was driving through Mystic, you know, my office is at exit 90. So I'm driving down Greenmanville, Route 27, whatever they call it these days. And my brother showed up in town yesterday from, he lives in Bronxville, somewhere Westchester County, right above the Bronx. And we're driving down the road with his wife, Lisa, and we're just coming into town. And he looks at me and he says, "My God, this has to be the most beautiful place on the planet Earth." And I go, "Well," I go, "you can live in worse places." I said, it's actually, you know, it's an absolutely beautiful day. I think it was yesterday. And we had a couple of days like that this week where it was just, you know, you guys, sometimes you just got to stop, look, and go, "Oh, my God, we are so lucky. We are so, so lucky." And I remember saying a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago when I dropped Laurie off at her sister's house down in Fairfield County, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. The traffic, oh, my God, the infrastructure. People are walking around like, you know, grumpy and everything else. And I couldn't wait to get back home, you know. And so I think we're very lucky where we live. No matter what your financial background is, no matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're middle class, who cares? If you can appreciate a beautiful sunny day, you're well on your way to happiness, in my view. You know, you got a few dollars in your pocket, you got someone that loves you. You know, what can be better than that? So welcome to the show today. We are on 94.9 News Now. We are going to talk about a lot of stuff today. A lot of stuff is going on out there. A lot of geopolitical stuff going on. It's like, it's kind of like getting exciting out there. So I want to talk about that and whatnot. My company, what I do is I help people plan for, execute, and enjoy their retirement. I encourage them to travel in their 60s and 70s if they can, because when you get into 80s, it's going to be harder to travel. Lori, my wife, took her dad, who's 85, and her sister Linda. They went to Norway for the last 12 days. And you know what? At 85, it's, you know, you're not moving. She said he's not moving as quick as he used to. It is tougher when you get a little older to travel. So I always encourage people as they go to retire or they're transitioning in, or even if they're still working, they'd like to stay involved. Travel when you can. If you can afford it, get out there, get going. Just don't sit in the chair and watch TV. I mean, you're a Red Sox fan, you're a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan. All right? I've been a diehard Yankee fan. My mom grew up in the Bronx, about a mile from Yankee Stadium. We used to walk down as a little kid down to Yankee Stadium. And, you know, whatever fan you are when you're 7, 8, 9 years old, yeah, you know, you're not going to change with all the success the Yankees have. But it's an amazing, amazing time what's going on in our country. What's going on right now will be written in history books in decades and centuries to come, because this is a real transition. And the markets, a lot of people are asking me, you know, markets, I think the markets are going much, much higher. That's been my opinion since day one on this radio station. And you know, I could be wrong. You know, I'm humble, but that's my opinion. I think we're going much, much higher. You know, I think a lot of people out there still can't believe Trump got elected. And when he did, everything changed. Everything changed. Tax policy, regulatory policy, everything changed. And it affects everything. And it affects business confidence. And it affects what's going on in the stock market. Okay. So let's talk about some of the things I want to talk about this week. And then we'll go from there. If anybody has a call, feel free to call in, 860-464-9490. If you like my Retirement Ten Commandments, go to my website, www.obrienretire.com, and you can just ask for the Retirement Ten Commandments, give me your email and everything else. Well, one of the things we like to do is, if you do ask for the Retirement Ten Commandments, if you want to be contacted, let me know either by phone or email. I don't hound you. I just basically say, did you get it? You have any questions, you want to bring in your statements and get a second opinion on something, on what you own, please let me know, and there's no obligation. And I think that's a good thing to have, because most of the people I meet, then when they show me their statements, they don't really understand what they own. You know, they don't understand if it's an annuity or it's a mutual fund. Was there a load with it? Who sold it to them? They ever talk to the person again? They walked into a bank. Did they buy a high commission product? Or did they just buy from a friend of a friend who knew a friend? Blah, 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 blah. So sometimes it's good to get a second opinion and see what you have, see if anything can be done to improve it, and go from there. And I'm very, very picky who I take on as a client. It's basically we have to have a rapport, because but I want to talk about this a little bit, because my brother John, he runs, he's one of the largest producers with State Farm in the New York City area. He has multiple offices. He has a lot of employees. And he was making some comments about my business. He came into my office and we were chatting away. And he tells me that his business is so transactional. Now, when you go to buy auto and homeowners insurance, it really comes down to what the premium is. Assuming all the companies have the same risk level, it comes down to what the premium is. You know, if you can save $500, what's Geico's constant refrain? We can save you $500, and they just hammer it, and they spend almost $1 billion a year in ads. I mean, you can't even go to the beach and not see a Geico thing flying by on a darn airplane. It drives me nuts, but let up. I want to relax here, guys. But in any case, he says it's so transactional, the insurance business. He says when State Farm raised from 2015 to 2017, State Farm had to raise their premiums. He said he had to cut back on his staff because he knew he was going to lose 10 or 20% of his people, because of his clients. And our clients are really just policyholders that he services. And he said it's just so price sensitive. There is no loyalty or whatnot. So he said your business is totally different in that the personal relationship and what you know and the in-depth knowledge, you know of what's going on with people, whether it be, you know, relationship with kids, problems with the spouse, issues they may have in the past with bankruptcy or just, you know, second, third marriages. It's much more involved. And he says he's amazed by how I do it, because the skill level you need to do what I do versus what he does. And I'm amazed what he does, because he has a process in place where he has 12 people. He's spending $1,000 every month on lead generation. It's a real process driven, marketing driven thing. And he tells me sometimes I go, well, how many phone calls do you make to a prospect? 6, 7? He goes, sometimes we don't close them until the 16th, 17th, or 18th contact. And I just looked at him like, what? I wouldn't dream of contacting someone more than one or two times just to say, hey, you want to get together, let me know. It's just a different type of business. And it was fascinating talking to him about it and getting his take on how those financial products, and they are financial products, are sold versus what I do. Any case, thanks for listening. This is 94 Now News Now. This is a retirement life and investing show. If you'd like my retirement 10 commandments, go email me at dobryan@ifgrr.com. We'll be back in a few. Thanks. Welcome back to the Retirement Life and Investing Show. Dennis O'Brien, your host, owner of O'Brien Retirement in Mystic, Connecticut, exit 90, right up from the Steak Loft. Come on over and we'll go get one of those half-price salads at Steak Loft at lunch for seniors on Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know what the senior cutoff age is, but I'm 61, so I assume over 60, but maybe it's 65. Who knows? Hope everybody's doing well. Welcome back to 94 Now News Now and Stimulating Talk. I want to talk about financial planning is more than managing money and investing. It's maintaining an ongoing relationship with a client to create a financial strategy that takes in consideration all aspects of their lifestyle. The strategy will change direction as the client's needs and desires evolve. Well, that's an interesting statement because number one of the Retirement Ten Commandments is please do a cash flow analysis of what retirement looks for in the next 30 years. We assume now you'll live till 95. You may not. Your spouse may. She may not. He may not. Who knows? Well, when I first started in the business 38 years ago, I used to run them to 75. Then I went to 80. 85, now it's 95 years old. Can you believe it? It's just amazing what's gone on. One of the things I like to run the numbers is a retirement in a nutshell cash flow plan. It's about 18 pages, doesn't cost you a dime. I take the data off the data sheet, which you can download off the website. And if you fill out the data sheet, boy, oh boy, you save me a lot of time. But it's nice because I plugged on the numbers, I start running them. And then we run different scenarios because once you're in, you can, hey, what if I want to go out at 65? What if I want to go out at 70? What happens if I inherit money at this age? What if I'm on the hook for someone's college bills that I didn't expect? Or what if we can plug those numbers in and see where you're at. One of the things I liked about the retirement and a planning nutshell is it has no budgeting to it. We figure out what your monthly nut is. Okay, and the without debt, hopefully, okay, but if there's debt there and that's going to be paid off soon, we're happy, 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 okay? Well, what we're trying to do is figure out your monthly nut, your cash flows from the Social Security pensions, and we assume a 4% distribution rate, sometimes 5% if you're in the mid-70s, on your savings, 401ks, and all that stuff. And we try to figure out whether you're positive, negative, you need to do a little more work, what's going on, or if you're way positive. Some guys come in, they know they're positive, but they just want their ego stroked and see, you know, how wonderful everything is, which is great, you know. Because usually these planners, they've been planning for 40 years, and they just love to plan. And they are usually way, way ahead of everyone else. That's why. Once I get someone young, I can mold them. I can get them going young and get them doing that automatic savings into the investment account and get them automatically putting money away. One thing that retirement in a nutshell plan does not do is your budget. All right. We assume by the time you're in your late 50s, early 60s, you kind of know what your monthly nut is, and we put that number in. Okay. So that is up to you. We are not going to go back and start, you know, doing the Dave Ramsey thing in terms of budget, budget, budget. But we are going to ask you all the other questions in terms of how the cash flows match up for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever you want to do. And we can start doing these in the 40s, you know, early 50s. We can start running the numbers. The earlier you start doing it, it doesn't cost you anything. You get the nice data sheet, and then you're in my database, and then as things change, so your salary jumps. You go from 75 to 125 because you got a big raise, or you took an offer from another company, or something happens. There's a lot of different things that go on, a lot of moving pieces. But the earlier you start going through this process, the much, much better it is for you. I love when someone comes in and starts lining up. I have an appointment at 11:30 in my office with someone who is in their early 40s, has a lot of complicated stuff going on, but she's bringing in her statements. We're going to plug everything in the retirement in a nutshell plan, cash flow plan. She's not retiring anytime, but now we'll have an ongoing process for evaluating how she's doing toward her ultimate goal, you know, of retirement without debt and positive cash flow for as long as she lives. The other thing the retirement in a nutshell plan does that annuities don't do, is when you turn on an annuity, many times, especially an immediate annuity, it assumes that you're going to get the maximum payment and it wants you to die with no money, okay? And whatnot. What I assume when you give me all your assets is we are not going to touch your principal. Ideally, we'd like to return 7 or 8% on the portfolios, okay? And pay out 4, and we leave 2 or 3% for inflation. And that's really, really important to run those numbers, especially when you're talking with 10, 20, 30-year time horizons, okay? Because then you can see that we can actually keep up with inflation, okay? Because many, many pension plans do not have, and if you have, you're lucky enough to have a pension plan, okay? That's great. But even if you have a pension plan, many times they don't have a cost of living increase. You know, Social Security has given out very, very little over the last few years. I think they went up 1% or something like that. Yeah, you know, or 2%. You know, you're not going to keep up with inflation with pension plans, okay? So if you're going to take a pension payment out of your own IRA, 401k, whatever monies you have to have some growth, and you have to be able to creep it up over the years and whatnot. So Dan Burden is at Whaling City Ford told me, and Dan sells a lot of cars every year. Dan told me in the last year, the percentage of cars that were sold to people for cash doubled, you know. And he's scratching his head, and he's going through his numbers, and he goes, why? And I go, stock market. He goes, what do you mean? I go, a lot of people had a car 8, 9, 10 years old. These people hold their cars, by the way, and buy them. They don't lease them. And they realize with the stock market up, they have maybe an extra $20,000 to play with. Go right in, buy a new car, and they know that's taken care of. And the key thing is they don't want payments and stuff like that. And he looked at me, he goes, you think? I go, I know, because I'm the one they call and say, hey, you think I can swing a car? And I tell them, of course you can, depending on, of course, what their assets are and everything else. But these people think ahead because they don't like payments. They want to put money away, put money away, put money away. So it's very, very interesting. Now, build your savings with windfalls and tax refunds. Anytime you receive a windfall, such as a work bonus, an inheritance, contest winnings, or a tax refund, put a portion into your savings account. And I would urge you to put a portion into your investment account. So you'd have a checking account for the immediate bills, 1 or 2 months. You should have a savings account for the other three or four months, backup. And then everything else monthly should be going into a long-term investment account, which you don't touch. Okay, you have an emergency, you can hit the checking or savings, but long-term investment accounts should really, it has to be really catastrophic for you to, you know, medical, something major where you got to take money out and whatnot, because that is your long-term money and whatnot, what you're trying to do. Now, while America's job growth and economy has improved, our rate of savings is at its lowest point in 5 years. Only 1 in 5 people have enough money saved to last them 3 months. Another 22% state that their emergency funds could tie them over for 6 months, time range that we recommend. So, you know, a lot of people are need to start doing that automatic savings. You know, if you have cash flow of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, take 10 to 15%. I like to target 14%. Automatically sweep that out into your investment account. You'll adjust the rest of your spending. Just like the federal government, state governments do with state income, with income taxes, you need to do this also. So for yourself, not for them, but for yourself. Okay? Now, here's one. Somebody ran by me, and some of my friends think this is the stupidest thing they ever heard. You tell me what you think, okay? And my number, by the way, is 860-464-9490 here. Here's a tip. Remind yourself to think twice on every purchase by covering your credit or debit card with a message such as, do I really need this? Write the message on a piece of masking tape and stick it on your card. So I've never heard this before. I don't know if any of you have ever done it or heard of anybody doing it. But on your debit card or credit card, put a little math, do I really need this? And put that on the card. That's pretty funny. Imagine somebody walking into Starbucks in the morning with their debit card, reading this and going, oh, no, I don't need coffee, and walking back out. I don't know. I guess for bigger purchases, it might. But I thought it was kind of funny. When I read it, I said actually, my digital media, Karen Etchels at Innovast Marketing, who does all my digital media, came up with this little nugget. And I chuckled when I hit it. And I put it up on the O'Brien Retirement Investment Group Facebook page, my business Facebook page, which you're welcome to go to and like and get all these nuggets. And my friend Marga goes, you got to be kidding me. There is no way I'm putting masking tape. But you know what? Some people feel like maybe that would help them and whatnot. Here's another one Karen came up with. She said, studies have shown that a structured life is one of the keys to happiness. Work imposes a schedule and structure on our lives. When you retire, you are faced with days and evenings at your leisure. While this may be exciting at first, you'll want to define new routines that maintain order and structure. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, the men out there, and I can only speak for men, of course, the men love structure. They crave that. So when you go to retire, make sure you got your social thing going or your volunteer thing going or your little part-time thing going if you want to, or you want to keep working. Some people love to have that and whatnot. So, you know, I always joke with people, when men find a restaurant they like, they'll order the same dish. Not all men, I'm joking, but if I find something I like, I'll order that same dish because I'll go, yeah, I really like that. And it's hard for get to me to change. Where my wife, she'll go in and she'll go, well, that was good. Let me try this. You know, we'll go, she'll have a different attitude toward it. So I think for a lot of the men retiring out there, the having that structure after you retire is very, very important. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about more of these little nuggets that Karen comes up with from my O'Brien Retirement Investment Group business Facebook page, which you can go to and join anytime. And you can get these nuggets on a periodic basis, too. But you have any questions or you like my retirement 10 commandments, go to obrienretire.com or email me at dobrien@ifgrr.com or call me, 860-415-9614 after the show or any time. And we can, you know, bring your statements in. Let's take a look and see where you're at. There's no charge. You feel free, and you can spend whatever time. We allotted some time for you, and come back as many times as you want. There's absolutely no obligation on your part. So in any case, we'll be back in a few minutes and with segment three, and we got a lot of great stuff to talk about. Talk to you in a few, and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day. Talk to you in a few. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the Retirement Life and Investing Show with Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement. Me. Hope everybody's doing well. Beautiful day out there. I think it's supposed to be a little shaky next week, so get out there and get some sun while you can and everything else. Heard a good quote the other day about retirement, and the author's unknown, so I can't claim it, but I liked it. And he said, the best time to start thinking about retirement is before your boss does. Well, you know. Think about it. Plan, because you don't know who your boss is going to be, and there might be someone you don't like and doesn't like you. Especially, try finding a new job, a new career after 55. It's not that easy, kids. So plan. That corporate job that loves you at 30, 35 may not love you at 55, 60. You're responsible for your own retirement. So don't fall in love. Enjoy it. Know for what it is, but if you have a corporate job or work for an outfit, things change. Everything changes, you know, and whatnot. So just be very, very, very careful. This week I found five new companies I'm put on my watch list that recently came public and have unbelievably good numbers. I'm getting to know you better. I'm going to be watching these guys because it's so dynamic out there. The number of publicly traded companies are growing again. This is the Trump effect. Whether you like him, hate him, he's having an effect. And there is a rise in business confidence, and we're seeing more companies public. So I am watching for the first time in a long time these new issues because some of them are very good quality and are starting. They may sit there for a year, and then they can explode if the mutual funds jump on them. So I do watch that. The marijuana index, ETF, has gone down to very interesting levels. It's out of favor right now. I don't know if people have stopped using it, but in any case, it's been quiet on the publicity side. But I think people would be wise to consider accumulating that if it fits into what they're trying to do. The other area is the robotics artificial index is also down ETF. A lot of these are Asian companies that are being affected negatively by the tariff jawboning going on between China and the U.S. But you know and I know robotics is coming. You better get ready. Ray Dalio, the richest man in Connecticut, owns a hedge fund. Ray Dalio is a legend for his prowess, especially on making big bets on the macroeconomics. He doesn't usually buy individual companies, but he'll make big bets on different movements, whether they be currencies, countries, or whatnot. Ray Dalio wrote a piece in LinkedIn that I totally disagreed with, talking about income guarantees and the coming robotic revolution. And Ray was basically saying that because robotics are going to replace human beings, we're going to have to have income guarantees for people. And I basically responded and said, listen, when you get into this altruistic ego talk about, Ray, I know you've made billions, and I know you probably feel guilty about it, but don't, because the rest of us want to work for our money. We don't want anybody handing us anything. So, Ray, please stop it. Go fund some hot growing companies. That's the best thing you could do. Help people find jobs. Don't give them guarantees. Because you know and I know when people don't have an incentive to work, they won't. So please stop with this altruistic ego talk. Ray, you're better than that. Please. Please, please. A couple came in my office this week, and they had some very complicated questions concerning doing real estate swaps, not to trigger capital gains. Basically, they had some commercial property here, and they're thinking of moving to Florida. And if they could swap it for a residence in Florida and get a tax-free 1095 exchange off of that. It's pretty complicated. When they approached their CPA, he kind of gave them a blank stare because he wasn't sure either. I don't think so, but boy, we're going to have fun checking it out on Google and doing a lot of research and seeing whether or not with the IRS we can do this or if it's legal or not. He looked at me and goes, well, how can you find out? And I go, I got an MBA. I love researching this stuff. We will figure it out, and I'll find the person that can give me the right answer if I can't find it myself. One way or the other, just challenge me. I love it. You know, let's see where we can go with that. General Dynamics stock was widely held a topic of discussion this week with some very large SSIP people asking me about it and what percentage is appropriate in their SSIP, which is General Dynamics 401k program. That's a good question. You know, someone 30 years old could hold a higher percentage. When you get to 60, 65, anything north of 25-30% is probably not a wise idea. Unless you have a total, you know, love and commitment to it. A lot of people I've seen lose a lot of money when the market peaks and goes down because they have all their retirement in one stock. And sometimes it's hard to talk to them about it because they're so much in love, you know. And whether it was Pfizer or some of these tech stocks, down 2000. A lot of people fall in love with the company they're with, made a lot of money with it, but they don't have that ability to stand back and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? Because really, there's two things going on. There's your work life and there's your private net worth. And one should go flow to your net worth, but net worth should never flow back to your company, whether it's your company or the company you're working for. So be very, very careful, and you got to be kind of cold and calculating when it comes to those sort of things. And I'll yell at you, too. You know, not, I won't really yell, but it's something I want to talk to. If you have high school kids and you're totally overwhelmed by the college deal coming, and you should be overwhelmed with the prices of college going up, 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 and the student loans going up, 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 and millennials, thank you, John, millennials having a hard time forming households because of all their college debt. There's a website you can go to run by Paul, my friend, called smartambitions.com, and Paul will help you get organized. So especially if your child is a 9th or 10th grader, go to the website and talk to Paul, okay? If your side is fees too high and you don't want to deal with them, that's one thing. But if you're considering private colleges with a 17-year-old and looking at bills of $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, okay, I think you'd be a fool not to talk to him. Because he's going to do a whole thing on your child and make sure that the areas he's interested in and the colleges he applies to and the financial aid packages and the way you do it is key to getting big financial aid packages. I'm not talking loans either. I'm talking about grants. They tell us, oh, we got a good financial aid, and they loan you to debt. That isn't aid. That's debt. All right. So I get so ticked off at these colleges and the crap they pull. Please do not leave a 17-year-old in charge of your financial future. And whatever you do, co-signing anything, be very, very careful. Please talk to Paul. Go to smartambitions.com. Get some help in this area. I wish he was around when I was going through it. You know, I really do, because this has become a real hot button. And people are so worried about what their neighbors will think about their kid. And everybody's talking in high school. My kid's going here. My kid's here. Half these kids are back home within a year. They miss their mommy and daddy. They miss their friends. They miss their cat and dog. So please stop with it. Stop with it. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. And don't stop blowing your money and whatnot. So, you know, is it me or is there a low supply of homes under 400,000 in this area? Did you see the property transactions in the local paper this week? I mean, it was like 2-3 pages long. So I think the millennials, thank you, John, are starting to form households. They're getting married. They want to have babies. They're starting to buy starter homes. And I think the supply under 400,000 is starting to dry up. So, you know, I think it's a very, very positive thing. Now, let's talk about the Fed and Trump and hear what's going on, because this is a big, big deal. Maybe I'll leave it for the next topic, because it's too important just to rush off, because I got a minute or two left. So let's talk one more little. Establish a budget. Now, this is one of Karen's nuggets. Don't know how to get started? On the first day of the month, be sure to ask for a receipt for every item you purchase. Organize your receipts into categories like restaurants, groceries, and personal care. At the end of the month, you'll clearly see where your money is going. It's good advice. It's good advice. I tell people, write down everything, but take the receipt, and then that night, write it down on a list, and at the end of the month, you can see what you spent and how you did it. And then you can start making your adjustments. So I know one wife, she is a young couple. She puts anything he spent during the week on the debit card, she puts it on the refrigerator for him to look at. And if he went over the budget, he looks and he goes, okay, I'll adjust. And he does, you know. So that's their way of doing it. He's visual. He needs to see it in visual form. She learned after a heart-wrenching year or two, newlyweds, that this is the way to communicate to him about his spending and whatnot, and they've worked it out, and it's worked out pretty good. Don't forget to save your loose change. Putting aside just 50 cents a day over the year will get you 40% of the way to a $500 emergency fund. Also, some banks and credit unions offer programs that round up all your purchases to the nearest dollar and put that money in a separate savings account. So a lot of the millennials are doing that. Silly little stuff, but guess what? It does add up. So we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Dennis O'Brien, host of the Retirement Life Investing Show on News Now Radio 94.9 FM. Talk to you in a few. Thanks. Dennis O'Brien, Retirement Life and Investing Show, www.obrienretire.com. If you'd like my Retirement Ten Commandments, or call me during the week, 860-415-9614. Hope everybody's doing well. Very interesting development with the Federal Reserve. Trump is correctly berating them for raising rates anymore. Trump, as usual, not with great style, but his logic is correct. The Fed needs to back off. The 2-year versus the 30-year spread, Treasury yields, the 2 years at a 260 and the 30 years at a 3%. That's a 40 basis point spread. That is getting very narrow. The tariff jawboning needs to end before the Fed acts again. Go get them, Donald. Okay, this is what I'm telling you. Trump realizes he had a little money in the bank with the rise in the stock market, and he used it to go after the Chinese. Okay, but the Fed keeps raising rates. But the problem with that is the 30-year has stalled because of the tariff jawboning. So now the Fed, if it raises rates 2 more times, we're going to be flat, which could signal a recession. So the Fed could be taking the party ball away from the party, weakening our case with the Chinese, who are devaluing their currency in order to screw us over again. Can I say that in the air? Is that okay? Okay. So Donald very correctly is reading the tea leaves and saying, Federal Reserve, please stop and wait for things to resolve. The inflation, the wage inflation, all that, it's not there. And if there's robotics things right with Ray Dalio, who we talked about before, the richest man in Connecticut, who says robotics, you know, going to change everything, there's not going to be any wage inflation because two-thirds of inflation comes from wage inflation, and you're not going to see it. So in any case, watch this very, very carefully. If the Fed does back off, okay, I think the Dow will probably run many thousands of points. So be very aware, we could have an explosive rally on the upside if Donald gets his way. So we'll see. Another thing is the Chinese must be laughing their butts off at this Russian hysteria as they clean our clocks with hacking. They probably have everything, but no one says a word about them. And it just amazes me how it's Russia, Russia, Russia 24/7. The Chinese must be shaking their heads and going, how dumb can you be? You know? And by the way, there's a steak dinner at the Bird's Eye tonight in New London to benefit the Guardians of the Purple Heart. I'll be there with my friends Mike and Pam, and Doug, and all the boys from the Guardians. I hope you patriots out there can join us for a very good cause. I think it's $20 to $25 for the steak dinner. I'm not sure which. We think the Purple Heart recipients shouldn't be living in a trailer. So please come help out because we're trying to help some Purple Heart recipients that have been forgotten about by everyone else. It's at 5 p.m. Hope you're there. If you see me, I'll have my green O'Brien retirement jacket on, and I got a flock of gray-white hair, and you can't miss me. So feel free to come over and say hi. I hope you do show. Someone sent me their resume a couple of weeks ago. It looks like they got an offer from a company. My other friend knew people out. Yay, I love it when somebody finds a job and it fits what they're doing, and they were miserable before. So it's wonderful. The other thing is, where is oil going? We got to watch it very closely. We go to the pump. It's gone up lately, as you know. The other thing I want to talk about is Microsoft, the chairman. This guy, the new chairman of Microsoft, I like this guy a lot. He's sharp. He's sharp. Keep an eye on that. I think he's very good. The other guy I got sold on, I didn't like him at first, but boy, he has executed the Bank of America chairman. This guy, it's an Irish name, I should remember it. I'm just so tired watching the Beagle. But this guy has executed. And I watched an interview with him a month or two ago, and he is very good at execution. And with the banks, I'm very impressed with what he's done. And I think the stock bears watching. It has to fit into, of course, your thing. Remember, management is everything. And if you don't believe me, look at the University of Alabama football program. Saban, Nick Saban, their coach, has been masterful. Do you realize, though, that Nick Saban coached under Bill Belichick at the Browns? He was one of Bill Belichick's assistant coaches. Not to say he wasn't brilliant before that, but when you get that certain DNA in coaching, whatnot. These guys, once again, we talk about the stock market, the top 5% brain power, commitment to excellence and execution, whether it be in a football program or running a company. That's why I talked about those two individual companies, because I've been impressed with their chairman, and everything goes down from that chairwoman or chairman, okay? Everything goes down from them. Because they tend to find people that think and work as hard and as dedicated as they are. So, you know, look for talent in all your endeavors. It's out there. Whether you're looking for a plumber, you're looking for an electrician, you're looking for an architect, a financial advisor, whatever you're looking for, look for talent. It's out there. And if you can find that top 5% talent in any field and recruit them for your company or whatever endeavor you're with, your nonprofit, your effort to raise money, you'll be amazed by what can happen. You know, we've been sold a good that all men and women are created equal. Yes, in rights, we are all created equal, but not necessarily in different talents. Some people have superior talent when it comes to executing. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are superior musicians. Some people are amazing teachers. There are some amazing police detectives out there that just have an ability, you know? That guy in Blue Bloods, I mean, I love that show. I never watched it, but I'm Netflix hooked on it right now. And I just love the storylines and everything else. So, and background, gender, economic standing means nothing in the talent game. If you find talent, talent is talent, whatever area you're in, okay? And look at baseball. The top 5%, they play in the All-Star game. Top 5% of careers, they become Hall of Famers. This is what you want in your companies, in your investments. I had one guy come to me and he says, everything's overvalued. I'm reading in the papers. This company is ridiculous. The techs are overvalued and everything else. And I turned to him and I said, what are you doing, reading the financial newspapers? He goes, yeah. I go, you can't believe anything you read in those papers. He goes, why? I go, half those stories are planted by short sellers that want to bet against the company. Okay? That's my opinion, okay? It's simply my opinion. I said, I cannot believe how bad the reporting is on the financial side is. I go, I heard 10, 15 years ago Amazon was overpriced, but the guy is a visionary. Put your money with him, and what happened? They're still saying the same thing, okay? And guess what? The stock's up how many times? If you find talent, you find a visionary, okay? Don't listen to any of them. They don't know what they're talking about. I can find you ton of companies that are cheap, and they're cheap because there's no damn talent or there's no damn business there that's any damn good. Okay? All right? There's plenty of cheap companies out there, 95% of them out there. Half of them don't have earnings, so don't get into that game. It's a bunch of you know what and whatnot. So, it's very important to me that all of you, no matter where you are in life, start planning, start trying, start talking to somebody that may be able to help you just say one sentence, and it could sometimes turn somebody's life around, one smile. So please, please try to help others. And my goal is whether you have $100 or $100 million, I am going to treat you the same, okay? I don't care. I really don't, okay? Because I know in the long run, it's all up to the guy upstairs, okay? And how we treat people and how what kind of person we are is the key, I think, the key to happiness. Dave Ramsey says something very, 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 I think, meaningful to me personally. He says, one of the reasons I wanted to succeed after I was in bankruptcy, and that's Dave Ramsey talking when he went through bankruptcy, all right? Dave fought his way back, okay? And one of the reasons that drove him is he wanted to give. He wanted to donate. He wanted to be a different person than he was before. And I get it. I get it. I talked to a guy who was in jail for 2 years. He made mistakes when he was young. He was young and dumb. He says, when you hear that door clank close and you know for the next 2 years your life isn't yours, he goes, when I got out, I made a vow to the big guy upstairs that I was going to change my life. And he has. And I am this guy's biggest rooter because he's built a business. He's come back from the abyss. And let me tell you, we all have problems, but 2 years in the slammer, you know, hey. And these Purple Heart people, they risked their lives for others and got injured in the process, all right? We owe them. So please, whatever it takes, let's try to help each other and do a good job in that way. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about, you know. And whatnot. So, and be there for the people that love you also, you know. So, you know, if you work for a salary, it doesn't mean you can't become wealthy. You just need to simply divert some of your salary into buying assets such as stocks, rental properties, municipal bonds, etc. You got to own stuff, guys. You got to buy. You got to make investments. CDs isn't owning stuff. CDs is just a short-term bank obligation to pay you interest. All right. I'm talking about real assets. You got to own stuff. Okay. So, and some of these financial products you should not own when they're packaged and put, own stuff directly, whether it be real estate, stocks, ETFs. I like ETFs with the indexes because they're very low cost and everything. So, and you know, make a goal. Even if it's $20 a week, you're starting out in life. Make a goal, $20 a week. Start putting it away. You'd be surprised. And the biggest thing is you're training your kids and your grandkids how to handle money and talk about it with them. That's the biggest thing in America. Let your kid run the checkbook for a month. Your 13-year-old? If you bank, show, let him do it for a couple of months and show him. You could send that kid to school for 100 years. The education he will get in 1 or 2 months just running your checkbook, he'll never forget that. He'll never forget that. So whatever you do, get engaged. Talk about money with your spouse or your significant other. Teach your kids about it. There's two books I want every married couple to get. It's David Bach's Instant Millionaire, Automatic Millionaire, $8 used on Amazon. All right? That book is absolutely wonderful. Every married couple should get it because it teaches you how to save first automatically. It's absolutely critical that you do that. And the second book we'll talk about next week. Hey, everybody, have a great week. Enjoy the sunny day while it lasts. And stay safe out there and give everybody you love a hug. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.